Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Belle again. So today, we're going to talk about Danish intelligence, a weaker U.S., and a report. Denmark's Military Intelligence Service released its 2025 Intelligence Outlook. And while the document focuses primarily on European concerns, as would make sense, the Danish Defense Intelligence Service had some words that Americans might want to pay attention to. There's a belief among many in the U.S. that while, sure, our economy isn't doing great, and it looks like millions will lose health care, and there's a lot of chaos domestically, at least we're being the tough guy on the world stage, and that will make other countries respect us. Yeah, not so sure about that. Denmark has been a steadfast U.S. ally for a long, long time. But in their outlook, they say, quote, "The United States uses economic power, including in the form of threats of high tariffs, to enforce its will and no longer excludes the use of military force, even against allies. The U.S. is being viewed as a potential adversarial nation, a threat to a steadfast ally." This was made public. Imagine what our other allies are saying in private. Trump's posturing isn't making the U.S. seem strong. It's making it seem unstable. The Danish Intelligence Service has stopped sharing intelligence with the U.S. They probably don't want it to end up on Twitter or in a Signal chat. The report also suggests the war in Ukraine is being used by Russia to play Trump into creating a divide between the U.S. and Europe. Quote, "Russia will try to exploit the U.S. desire for a quick end to the war to sow division between the U.S. and Europe." When you hear commentators talk about U.S. foreign policy being dictated by Moscow, this is just part of what we're talking about. Nations don't have friends. They have interests. But Trump believes personal relationships matter. And those relationships might be being exploited to manipulate him into giving up on U.S. interests. One of the most important bits that probably won't get much play in the U.S., but it should, is the talk about how the U.S. is reprioritizing its posture to focus on other areas. One bit says, quote, "There is uncertainty about the role of the United States as a guarantor of Europe's security." Okay, for Trumpian believers, they might see that as a good thing. But that means Europe will really invest in their own defense industries. That's a hit to the U.S. GDP. It also means that, just like with Denmark not sharing intelligence, there will be less military cooperation between Europe and the U.S. A scenario envisioned is Russia playing on the divide it created between the U.S. and Europe to launch a regional war in the Baltic Sea, while China makes its move in the Taiwan Straits. With a split between Europe and the U.S., that will leave the West scrambling, and probably losing. The report doesn't even stop at military confrontation between the U.S. and China. Quote, "There is uncertainty about how China-U.S. relations will develop in the coming years." The real subtext here is that U.S. foreign policy is on such a downward slide that it's not certain the U.S. will remain the superpower. Truly a golden age. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.